Switzerland, Hawaii, Iowa. Those are just a few of the places Washington Governor Jay Inslee has traveled this year. Wherever Inslee goes, he's accompanied by at least two troopers from the Washington State Patrol. But his busy travel schedule is putting a strain on those troopers. It's also busting their budget. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports in collaboration with the Seattle Times.
This year, Governor Jay Inslee has been crisscrossing the country as chair of the Democratic Governors Association.
Donald Trump is just a blip in history.
This was Inslee in October praising volunteers for the Democratic candidate for governor of Iowa.
We got young leaders here. These people are the future of this nation. Start right here in Iowa, and I want to give you a round of applause. Johnny, Natalie,
Inslee's also taken trips this year in his official capacity as Washington governor, including to the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland.
There's been a lot of travel.
This is Captain Monica Alexander of the State Patrol's Government Relations Unit. She says every time Inslee goes somewhere, he's protected by Washington State Patrol troopers in plain clothes. Sometimes they even hop on bikes or skis to keep up with him.
We're required to provide security for the governor and his family, and that's what we do.
That often means 18-hour days and unpredictable schedules. Inslee isn't the first governor to put on wings, but his pace of travel in recent years has taken a toll on the troopers who protect him and First Lady Trudy Inslee. In August, the sergeant in charge of the State Patrol's Executive Protection Unit sent an email noting his concern for the health and welfare of his troopers, writing, "I am pretty sure we cannot continue at this level without something breaking." Captain Alexander says the sergeant was just looking out for his staff.
Hey, I'm kind of managing my people, and I'm looking at, you know, they're working very hard, and that's part of it. But if we can give them a little help, why not?
That's why the State Patrol is now requesting funding in the next two-year budget for a ninth full-time trooper to join the Executive Protection Unit. The patrol is also asking for more money to avoid future budget shortfalls. A State Patrol analysis shows overtime costs for the unit have more than doubled in recent years, in part because troopers got a pay increase, but also because of a spike in travel. Overtime now accounts for 40% of the protection unit's budget. Just one example, last July, two troopers who protect the governor each logged 90 hours of overtime. But it's not just out-of-state travel. The Inslees often leave the governor's mansion in Olympia to spend weekends on Bainbridge Island.
That's their home. That's where they have family and friends.
Jamie Smith is Inslee's communications director. She says the governor's travel ebbs and flows, but protecting him wherever he is, whatever he's doing, is a cost the State Patrol must incur. In fact, state law explicitly says the patrol has a duty to provide security and protection to the governor.
Whether, you know, he's out and about as governor, whether he's out and about as grandpa hanging out with his kids, or if he's out and about campaigning as head of the DGA, they're there to make sure that he's secure 24/7.
The DGA, Democratic Governors Association, does pay for Inslee's trips on behalf of the organization, but taxpayers foot the bill for the troopers who accompany Inslee. Those trips sometimes involve last-minute flights and pricey hotel rooms. Soon, Inslee will relinquish his DGA chairmanship. Even so, the State Patrol's budget request anticipates his travel schedule will increase, not decrease, over the next 2 years. Inslee has been mentioned as a possible candidate for president in 2020. On election night on NBC, he ducked the question.
Tonight we're still counting votes, so I'm focused on that.
So wait till tomorrow then?
Well, we'll talk another day.
Both the State Patrol and Inslee's office insist that projections for even more travel is not a signal that Inslee's running for president. Whatever the governor's future plans, the State Patrol suggests more money is a matter of life and death. The patrol's request for an extra $1.3 million warns that, quote, exhausted troopers put themselves and the governor at risk. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.